98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. And that was John Mulaney with Your Quarter After Laughter. And I am Davina with Sarah Hassan and Alfred Munua in studio with me. And if you don't know who they are, then shock on you, shame on you, and all of the other sh words. These two are basic. I would say they're just looking at me so, they're so nervous right now. Why are you nervous? You're in the region, I would say probably the continent's leading series right now. It is, of course, Crime and Justice on Showmax. If you haven't, season one, let me tell you about Crime and Justice. It's a hit Kenyan police procedural and legal drama. It follows ripped from the headlines investigations by the fictional Nairobi Metropole Police. Dun, dun, dun. And the Nairobi Metropole Police, we know they're fictional because they always have fuel for their cars. They always turn up. They don't have guts. They're never texting on the job. They're never chewing. They're never being indecent or annoying. They're just like, yep, we can do it. We can solve it. So it's somehow fictional. They are led by the dedicated Detective McKenna, Sarah Hassan, and by the book, Detective Silas, Alfred Munua. And they are in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. Look at you. So fresh-faced. Now, are you still shooting season two?
Yes, we are still filming.
Still filming season two. Yes. Let me take it back to when we first met, Alfred. Mm-hmm. You were in my short film. I knew you when you were this big. Uh-huh. So young. Actually, not so young. You've been in the game for how many years now, Alfred?
I'd say 15 to 16 years.
Shut up.
Yep.
15 to 16 years.
Yes, I've done theatre, I've done TV, I've done film, I've done commercials, and yeah.
You've really, really tried, I think is the term that you're going for.
Yeah.
And does it feel like you've somehow made it, knowing that crime... Let me tell you, have you seen the billboard of yourselves in Lavington? I almost died. Have you seen the billboards of your own selves?
Not yet.
Guys, why are you so... Why am I... I don't know why I'm always more excited than the guests we have here. 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music, your best mix of madness. Sarah Hassan, now going over to you. You have been in the game for so long as well, even though you look like a 12-year-old. What are you people doing? And I'm not, clearly. Sarah, what have you... How many years would you say you're in the arts? You started when?
I'd say about 14 years.
Really?
Yes, if I'm not wrong, yes.
And how did you two audition for Crime and Justice? Showmax's Crime and Justice, season one.
We got a call for the auditions. So closed auditions.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We went in, did the first round of auditions, and then you get a call back.
So let me break it down. Closed auditions are when you are super talented and essentially the producers know that they want you. So closed auditions is not like the meat market that is an open audition where anyone can come. Closed auditions is like they kind of know they want you. They just want to know that you're not horrendous in person. So you turned up and you were put together straight away or?
No.
Okay.
Like, closed auditions were held for about 2-3 days. Like, it was a lot of people. So we went in and then did the callbacks.
Yeah. Individually?
Then, and yes, then individually.
Mix and match. They're like, what do these two fit with? Okay, I just have to ask this, okay?
Yes.
Crime and Justice. I love the fact that Crime and Justice is taking stories that... You watch an episode of Crime and Justice on Showmax and you're like, I swear that really happened. I swear that's a real story. Is that a real story? It's so close to the truth. And Kenya is filled with all of these, you know, all of these nitty gritty, meaty stories. Was it, are there some things that you're just like, I actually can't say that because I know someone who happened to be someone's friend that this actually happened to? They're looking at each other like, are we actually allowed to talk about this?
No, I don't think there's ever been a situation where we'd not be able to do the lines or do the scenes, like thinking that someone might relate.
Mm.
Because in as much as the stories are true stories, I mean, you can't change the truth. So, you know, we are not afraid of telling the truth as it is, because the situations or the topics that are being tackled in Crime and Justice are very close to heart.
Mm.
And they really shook the political and social scene in Kenya. So being able to show that is actually an honor. So I don't think I'd see any scene or line that I can't do because of someone else, you know, feeling weird.
And Crime and Justice is a Showmax original, which means it is home to Showmax and only Showmax. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is why this relevance and this resounding with the audiences, do you think that's why it's been so successful? Why do you think it's been so successful?
I would say it's a combination of the stories that are being told, coupled with the quality in terms of the storytelling, from the crew to the cast that's brought on board. I would say we always try to do justice to every single script that's given, and I think that's what relates the most.
Yeah, but you guys are being very, very, you're being very actory right now. You're being very modest. I'll tell you what's different about Crime and Justice. Okay, it's the quality of writing. It's the production quality. And by that, I mean the cinematography, the colors, the shots and everything. But it's also the acting. Thank God Crime and Justice and Showmax have moved away from, what did you say to me? He said what? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's very naturalistic. It's very beautiful. And it's very, very real. Tell me a little bit about the rehearsal process, about how you're getting really pared down, stripped down. Because a lot of people make this mistake where they take stage acting, which is very big and loud and showy, and they do that on film, which is, you know, is not necessary. What's the rehearsal process like? Are you guys rehearsing episodes or you're just going straight in?
Well, I think we got the brief right from the word go, because Adam, the producer director, was very clear about what he feels about the vision this show, or the route it should take. So according to him, he insists that we play down, like less is more.
Definitely.
Yeah, so with that tagline, we've always tried to carry that in every scene, in every situation. Just try to play it as natural and as everyday vibe that we can, so that we don't like overdo it or underdo it.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, and even actually in season one, after we got cast, after the regulars got cast and us, we actually had a workshop in terms of trying to understand our characters better, motivation behind our characters, and even just breaking down the scenes for the episodes, just to understand how to play it and how to play your character. So that really helped in terms of bringing it over to the other episodes in the new season as well.
True.
Crime and Justice season 2, not a melodrama. Thank goodness for that. And thank you, Showmax. We'll be right back, because I have 3 vouchers for Showmax to give away, and I'm not doing the heavy lifting because it's too stressful. You two are going to pick the winners. That's right after this.
Keep your home, office, and business premises clean and safe. Use Ace Disinfectant to disinfect all your surfaces at home and in public places. From building entrances, corridors, stairways, lifts, wash areas, to switches, doorknobs, countertops, shopping trolleys, and public service vehicles. Ace Disinfectant is a powerful antibacterial formula cleaning agent that kills 99.9% of germs when used to disinfect surfaces. It contains hydrogen peroxide, a safe-to-use antimicrobial chemical that is effective against all forms of microorganisms. Mix 1 cup of Ace Concentrate Disinfectant with 1 liter of water, or buy our Ace ready-to-use 500ml disinfectant. Spray directly onto your floors, kitchen tops, restaurant and office furniture, doors, washrooms, and any other surface in your home, office or business premises. Wait for 10 minutes and wipe off. Ace Disinfectant comes in 3 variants: apple, winter spice, and mint. Buy yours today at any retail store near you. Ace Disinfectant kills 99.9% of germs. We make your home feel brand new.
Radio is your companion. But imagine you're making your own radio station from the music, the discussions, the DJs, the news, podcasts. How would you like it to sound? What would you want others to hear your companion say? Write to us and tell us what you'd like to hear on feedback@capitalfm.co.ke. 98.4 Capital FM, improving your radio companion for you.
That's right. I love the fact that Yunia just walked in to do the headlines and she actually fangirled. She was like, oh, it's Alfred and Sarah from Crime and Justice on Showmax. If you have any questions for the 2 stars of the Showmax original Crime and Justice, do let me know on 0701-984-984. Bugaboo by Destiny's Child on 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. I am Davina and I am sharing the studio, a very hot, moist studio, with Alfred. Okay, so listen. So as I say your name, I hear myself and I go, why does it sound like you're saying his name is something that comes out of horses? Manure, right? Alfred. Munua. Alfred Munua. Munua. It's the stress. I'm getting diction lessons from Alfred Munua and Sarah Hassan, great, the two stars of Showmax's Crime and Justice. Season 2 is out. We're already on episode 2. It aired last night. Mondays, every Monday on your DSTV. Showmax, it's a Showmax original. DSTV, go all that way to support continental talent, continental stars, and continental quality entertainment. Remember, if you're struggling with your DSTV or if you have any questions or concerns, hit up their new office on Mombasa Road where you can just pull up to Capital Center and they will answer all your plans. And actually, just go there, because DSTV is on all the time. So I just go there when I haven't paid for my bundle and I watch it free in their office. And they can't kick you out, because if they kick you out, you can contact me. Now, Alfred, Sarah, you spend so long together filming. Are you annoyed at each other? Are you on, off camera, mm-hmm, right? What's the vibe like?
The truth?
Yes. Yes, the truth. The truth. The mics are on.
As far as I'm concerned, I enjoy every second that I spend with Sarah, because she's always prepared. She comes to set with her lines, with her character. She...
Does she make you look bad though? Because I rock up and I'm like, I hate that, right? I hate that when you're like, oh God, I haven't learned my lines for today.
And then she's like,
yeah, she's like, oh,
this is a lie.
I feel like, Sarah, you've got like four different colors highlighters. Alfred, if full stop's supposed to be there,
you know, is that
I
a comma?
I do have the different colored highlighters, but Alfred also comes super prepared, so it's a breeze and it's fantastic working with him as well.
So you're a director and producer's dream.
She is, yeah.
She is. Now, but in the series, listen, season one, there was a vibe. There was a vibe, mm-hmm, okay, between McKenna and Silas. Mm-hmm. There was.
Yeah.
So in season
was
two.
Was there?
Are you serious? Subtext, babe. Subtext. Was it me? Was it single old me just waiting for a hookup? I'm telling you, season two, you're going to hook up. Are you going to hook up?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, the thing is, I know you can't say, but are you still shooting season two?
Yep.
But you're airing. How many episodes in season two?
8 is the same as season one.
Okay, so 8 and 8. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Okay, and you're filming which one today? Episode
7.
7.
I love how you have to look at her. Bro. You know, are you focused?
I draw it from her. I mean,
you're walking in. You're like, what are we doing today?
What's the line?
What are the days like on set? Starting makeup 6 a.m. 5 a.m.
7
a.m. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Wrap. What time?
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the number of scenes. It depends on ambulances. It depends on sound.
And then you
climate.
Know, yeah. And then with this show, like most, the crime happens at night.
Yeah.
So we have night shoots as well.
And you're cold.
Yeah. And then it's exterior night shoot. You can't fake outside. You know.
Like so. Film is just another world. I love that. What has been your favorite episode to shoot and why?
I can't really pinpoint any, because, you know, every episode is unique because it's a different case study. Like when you started the JSO, it was like the bomb.
Yeah.
And then episode 2 got better and better. Now season 2, we have Mumbi Maina, we have Charles Ouda.
Oh.
We have a host of very good acclaimed actors who are doing their job. Crew never disappoints. You know, Sarah here, you know, she does her job. And you can imagine she's a mother. And she, you know, separates her life and McKenna in a very nice way. I'm like, is this lady real? You know, so it works every time and works for everyone. So, I mean, it's just a good place to be at this point.
Oh, when we come back, I'm going to be asking Sarah Hassan what her favorite episode was to film and what it was like ditching home and flying all the way to LA to study at New York Film Academy, because that must have been a massive, massive leap of faith to take. Mm-hmm. But it really, really reflects the quality in Showmax's Crime and Justice, because it is next level and it is really just doing amazing things for the industry. And also shout out to John Sibiokumu, you know we love you, and he's in season 2 as well. Yay! This is Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl, and I still have 3 vouchers to give away for Showmax coming up. That's Jet. They're Australian. And that is Are You Gonna Be My Girl on 98.4 Capital FM. It is your best mix of music. And in studio, I have Alfred Munua. And Sarah Hassan from Showmax's Crime and Justice DSTV. Woo woo! Really, really doing the most for Kenyan content. And actually, African content all over the continent. Remember, you need to step up. You need to get your DSTV. And I will be telling you about that. But actually, I have three vouchers to give away, because I might take one. I have three vouchers to give away for Showmax. And I'm having a little bit of a fight in studio, okay? Now, I know you are the stars of the show. But today, I'm going to be the star of this show. I am telling you, between your characters, right? Between Silas and McKenna, there is a vibe. There is a vibe. I'm not saying you're going to get married. I'm saying that there's a vibe.
Silas is already married.
With multiple women.
Yes. But my argument is, why does McKenna, your character in Crime and Justice, care so much about who he's chatting up, what he's doing on the side, how his home life is, if you don't want to go there?
McKenna is a caring person.
I do care about the weather. Like, no, I'm telling you, there's something there.
I mean, the route she takes with the banter is not really jealous. It's just like, why are you late? Did you like pass by your other women? You know.
But Alfred, you are such a sweet human. You're such a boy. When a woman, okay, I'm just gonna give him female 101. Okay, when a girl, she can ask why are you late, but when she goes one step further, she cares more.
Oh,
Sarah Hassan. As Sarah Hassan, tell me about that.
I don't think so. In the context that, no.
The writers of Showmax Crime and Justice, no. You need to put in a... I'm telling you, there's a undercurrent where there's going to be a hookup. Are you telling me in season two, which episode 3 is coming on Monday, and I cannot wait? We're already in episode 3 of 8, by the way.
In episode 1, there's even like some flirting with the IT guy. Like, Silas isn't...
Yeah, but is he present? Is he present?
I am present.
Yes. Thank you. And why are you doing that?
I'm not...
To get his attention.
McKenna is not even the one doing
it. It's the IT guy who's...
But you're doing it and you're like, I saw it. I'm telling you.
I think you're writing a different script.
Davina, what are you watching, Davina?
I'm so single. I'm so single. I'm like, oh, look, he's looking at her. And meanwhile, you're just like...
Now we understand why...
Shut up. I'm telling you. So Ruthie tweeted at 9:84 in the morning, and she says, "How do you get the gun sounds to sound so real? What's the secret? Are these fake guns? We're not having like a Rust kind of Alec Baldwin situation, are we?"
The guns are real, but
oh
yeah,
but
I mean, it's a real show. So I mean, what do you mean?
Wait, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. But they are fully checked, and you have APs checked. There.
We have yes, stunt guys.
Stunts,
we have everything.
There. Everything, so, but that comes in post-production.
The sounds yes. are yes. dropped in post-production. Yes. So in terms of your stunts, they're crazy on Crime and Justice. Mm-hmm. Like, that must be just another addition, because it's not even acting now. That this is like physical
yep.
situations. Yep. There's strapping. So Fareed was on, I think it was episode 4, season 1.
Yes, episode 4.
And of course, he pulls out his Samsung whenever he can, that one. That influencer one. And he showed me backstage there were like mats, there was holsters hoisting him up, cranes, I don't know what.
Yep. Yeah.
What is the setup like for a scene like that? How long does that take just to set that up?
You know, the good thing about this production is that they really regard safety.
Yeah.
So safety first every time. So in the event that we have this stunt scenes, they give it all the time. That the stuntmen would need to prep us first, and then prep the environment, and then we do a few rehearsals, and then now we get to do the takes. So they are very meticulous in the stunts, because you know, if McKenna breaks a leg, I mean,
you will be sued.
Yeah,
we'll, yeah, yeah.
And that, we won't
shoot. You know, guys won't be paid. So,
I mean, if she broke something, then she could get a cast, and then your character could go over and help her get better. And then you guys...
Davina, what show?
I'm telling you, you need to...
Watching.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm going to turn your mics off, okay? I've just turned the mics off for Kenya's foremost actors, okay? Alfred Munua and Sarah Hassan. And I'm asking you to tweet me at 9:84 in the morning, or send in 0701-984 and tell me... 984-984 and tell me if... There is or is not a vibe between their two characters on Showmax's Crime and Justice season 2. And I will give you If you answer correctly, I'll give you some vouchers to Showmax. So, okay, Ian Bugwa, the great Ian Bugwa, also theatre royalty, acting royalty in Kenya, has tweeted and said there's no vibe. There's a vibe. Bring, come. Okay, Sarah Hassan. Ati, you're changing the script, Kabisa, Wangui says. Forcing, it's a romantic vibe or a good colleague working relationship vibe. It's not.
Good colleague.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe the problem is Alfred's twinkly eyes and then Sarah's the smiley face. You tell me the problem.
The shows you've been watching.
No, it's not. Maybe I'm thirsty. I don't know what it is, but I feel like, okay, I'm gonna maybe write for season 3. Showmax, no. I'm available. I'm also very cheap. I'm not gonna lie. But we're almost finished, and you're rushing off for 2 set today. Yep. What does your day have in store? Make me jealous. I hope you've learned your lines. Have you learned your lines at least? Let's start there.
Always.
That's a lie from any actor. Okay, carry on. Next. Yes. What kind of locations are we operating in today?
We're at the Precinct today.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to go and do hair and makeup. We're working with Paul Ogola today and some amazing guest stars. Yeah. We can't
Big
name
ones.
Them, yep. But...
Ooh! Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And any jumping, running, jumping, shooting?
No, today is just interrogation.
Oh.
Where were you last night?
Hiya.
Who were you
So, okay, so how much research, like what research did you do? Did you actually go down to like CID and hang out? Because it's pretty gritty what you have to do and what you have to talk about. What research did you have to do to get into character for this, for Crime and Justice?
On my end, I think it was, it's a coincidence because... I lost a friend of mine. He's missing for like since November.
No.
Yeah, so I've had to like frequent the Embakasi DCI offices like every other time. It's been like 15 times now. So in the, you know, in the vibe when we're talking about this case, I got to see how the office looked like, the officer's demeanor, you know, and trust you me, our art department have done research because the precinct looks exactly like how you'd go to Kiamburo DCI. Like it's almost the same. How they've played out the computers, how they've put the evidence boxes, everything is on point to the letter.
Alfred, I'm so sorry to hear about your friend, but yeah. it must be, you know, listen, there's a very fine line between acting and reality,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think your acting is so strong because you can dip in to personal experience. Mm-hmm. Losing your friend, yeah. and I hope he's found soon.
Yeah.
Is it triggering sometimes some of these episodes? And how do you deal with separating you and your experiences as Alfred mm-hmm. from Silas?
What I do is that I tap what's important for the show and really not have Alfred in the show because I've never even wanted to be a cop to start with.
Yeah.
So I just pick the useful things from my experience for what I see around because the show has to look as close to reality as it should as it can. Mm-hmm. So I try to put myself in his name is Andrew the cop in Andrew's shoes and his demeanor, how he was talking to me and everything, and I would try to tap that along with other cops that I know and see how I can best portray Silas within the character Bible that have been given for Silas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sarah, what about you? How has you being you sorted you out to play this character so well?
I would say some of the things that Alfred said works for me as well. But as for me, I like to sort of make the character a whole. Like I'll try to understand where did this person go to school, even if it's not in the character Bible. How did this person grow and all that, just to make this person a complete human being from like birth to where the person is now, so that some of the choices that she makes is authentic. And so I am authentically playing this person.
Well, I can't wait to write season 3 Crime and Justice. I'm going to write it as a Spanish melodrama where you slowly take you unclip her bad. No, I'm gonna stop now. Thank you so much for coming in to 98.4 Capital FM, guys. It's been such a joy having you. I am fangirling. So is Yunia, and so is the whole country. We are behind you, and season 2, Crime and Justice on Showmax, which is on DSTV. It's not a channel on DSTV. It's a streaming service that is accessible because you are a bougie DSTV subscriber. So well done, you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
And go and learn your lines.
Always.
God.
We already have them.
What do you mean?
You tell me there's not a vibe. By the way, for some in-studio footage, just head to Twitter.